And now, the Christmas pageant.
To a city in Galilee named Nazareth. He appeared to a young woman named Mary, who was engaged to Joseph of the house of David.
Greetings to you who are truly blessed. The Lord is with you.
What do you mean?
Please do not be frightened, for God has graced your life. You will have a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of God. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
But how can this be? I have never known a man, and I am not yet married to Joseph.
Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and God's own power will overshadow you. He will be called the Son of God.
I don't understand.
Think of this, Mary. Your older cousin, Elizabeth, the one who is considered barren, is going to have a child. Mary, with God, nothing is impossible.
Here I am then, the Lord's servant. May it happen exactly as you have said it will.
Mary went to visit her relative Elizabeth and stayed for 3 months.
Soon, she knows she must return to her home and try to explain to Joseph the miracle of the coming birth of God's own son.
Lord, what am I going to do? I love Mary, and I want to do what's right. But a baby? Now? I just don't understand. What should I do?
Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. This child is indeed begotten of the Holy Spirit. Mary will give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus. You'll save his people from all their sins.
Yes, Lord. I will do it. I will take Mary home as my wife, and we will name the baby Jesus.
Abiding in the field, and an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and glory shone all around them.
Thank you. for this baby.
Why? I'm scared. I want to go home.
What about the sheep?
We'll just have to take them with us.
So we're going?
Well, I'm going. I think we have to. God sent just a message, and besides, this is just too exciting to miss.
I'm going too. Can you imagine a baby in a manger who is our Lord?
Well, let's all go then, and don't forget any of those sheep either.
That you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Joseph, but we need to find a place to rest for the night. Please ask the first inn we come to.
Please, sir, do you have a room? My wife's about to give birth.
No room. No room. Wherefore? Move on.
Please, ma'am, do you have a room? Anything will do.
No room, no room. No room to be found in this town. Try the next village.
Joseph, it's late, and I'm tired. Can we please just rest here?
No, Mary, it's cold, and you should be indoors. Don't worry, I will find something. Please, ma'am, do you have a room? Anything will do.
Sorry, but there just isn't any room in the inn. I can't give you what I don't have.
Please, ma'am, have pity on my wife. We cannot keep traveling tonight, nor can we sleep outdoors. Please, I'm pleading with you.
Well, I guess you could sleep in the stable. It's not fancy, but at least you'll be warm.
Thank you, kind ma'am. God will bless you for this. Come, Mary, at last, we can rest and be warm.
Okay.
Mary, we have a son.
Yes, Joseph, just as the angel foretold.
We will name the baby Jesus, just as God has told us to. Now, Mary, you must rest.
But I have no place to lay him down. Where should I put him?
This manger was nicely, it's soft and dry.
Oh, God.
When Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was the king. Three wise men traveled from the east to Jerusalem following a great star, asking as they went for the king of the Jews so that they could worship him. Herod was worried about someone else being called a king and gathered all his priests and scribes together to ask him where Jesus would be born.
What is this I hear about some baby that is going to become king?
It is written by the prophet, Your Highness, in Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, will come not the least of princes, but a governor that will rule all of Israel.
You may enter.
What do you want?
Your Highness, we have followed the star in search of the newborn king. Can you tell us where we may find him?
Of course, but first I have a question for you. About how long ago did you first see the star that died here?
About 2 years ago, Your Highness. Why do you ask?
Oh, it's not important. Now, to answer to your question, we have a small town called Bethlehem, about 5 miles from here, just off the main road to Hebron.
Yes, I know that road. I've traveled there before. Please, tell us more.
I have heard that the prophets say the ruler will be born in that town. Now go and search carefully for him and report to me as soon as you have found him. I would also like to go and worship him.
Thank you, Your Highness. Look, my friends, the star is moving again. We must hurry.
Yes, we will now go to Bethlehem. Our long journey is almost finished.
Joseph, I hear something moving around outside.
It's just some shepherds and their sheep. They're probably looking for shelter for the night.
Well, invite them in. There's room for everyone.
Come in and share the stable with us. You must be cold.
We have a confirmed manger. Is he here?
Well, yes, but how on earth did you know?
An angel came to us in the field and told us we'd find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger.
The angel said he would be born this night in the city of David and that he would be our Savior, Christ the Lord. I can't believe he's really here. We don't have anything to give him but our love.
I have something. They told me pa-pum-pum-pum. The newborn king to see pa-pum-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring pa-pum-pum-pum. To ready for the king, pa-pum-pum-pum, pa-pum-pum-pum, pa-pum-pum-pum. So, to honor him, pa-pum-pum-pum, me and my drum.
Thank you. You have given him the wonderful gift of music. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Mary, I hear someone else coming. There are strange men outside, 3 of them, all dressed in rich clothes, with camels behind them.
We have followed the star and search for this child and found him here just as the prophet said we would.
We have brought gifts for him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now we may all rest, for we have found our king.
Silent night, holy night, holy infant so tender and mild. Thank you.
joining the service. We'd like to invite you all to join us in singing the first verse of Joy to the World.